The Lord be with you.
And also.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful to be together today. The Lord Jesus wants us to know that He loves small things. The Lord loves simplicity, poverty, humility, gentleness, meekness. You see, those are the characteristics of His own heart. And it is a heart that is filled with the love of God, a heart that is totally available to the Father, a heart that is a seedbed for the life of the Spirit so that there is no limit to the growth, to the fruit that can be born. So when we are poor, we are rich. When we are weak, we are strong. When we are small, we are great. The Lord Jesus wants us to reflect today on the mustard seed, so small that becomes the greatest of the shrubs, and also the yeast, that hidden presence that makes the whole loaf rise. In Romans chapter 8, we continue our pilgrimage in Paul's understanding of the new covenant. And as we have heard in the first half of the chapter, that we are children of God, that we cry out, "Abba, Father," we also hear today that there is a birth to take place, a birth that all creation groans for, that the Spirit assists us with groans too deep for words, and also that our own bodies groan with these labor pains. It is the place in Paul's writings where we see the maternity of the church, the maternity of the church that is always seeking to give life to Christ in us until we are born to the full stature of Christ Himself. In his apostolic exhortation on the rosary, John Paul, in the year 2002, commented that he wanted the whole church to go to the school of Mary so that with her we could contemplate the light that shines on the face of Christ. And so St. Paul is also inviting us, as we groan in our poverty, in our smallness, to keep our eyes fixed on Christ. That is the disposition of hope. Christ, who is the image of God, until His virtues, His poverty, His simplicity, His meekness and smallness, and therefore His greatness and His inheritance, are fully born in us.